This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The forecast in South America is still a primary focus for the U.S. grain markets. We'll have more right after this.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Some rain has returned to the forecast in South America, providing relief to the crops that were experiencing dry weather. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, the 1 to 5 day does show solid rains for southern Brazil. Argentina does have scattered rains, not huge, but does have some scattered rains to bring a little bit of relief. 6 to 10 day forecast, shows plenty of rain for Brazil, but a little bit on the drier side for Argentina. But if you go out to that 11 to 15 day forecast, there is plentiful rain for both. So there are still some concerns, obviously, about the last few weeks of heat and dryness in Argentina and southern Brazil. So they will need to see some rains to offset some of that, maybe bring up some of the soil moisture and kind of reverse some of those concerns. But at this point, it's going to be hit or miss.
McBride said the February WASDE report could have a greater focus on the South American crop since the January WASDE made no changes to the crop numbers.
I would imagine on the February report, we're going to pay a lot more attention to what's going on down there and move through. There are going to be some areas by the time we get to that report that are either well ahead or still well behind on the harvest progress. Some of that will just be consideration of how much rain those areas are getting. Some of those areas are getting very good rains, and some of those areas are just getting normal to slightly below normal.
For this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.